after you know something about triggers, it's good to know more about logic applications. So in the logic app designer, I'll be able to see the code view as well. But as right now, I'm not having much of the things that are being performed. So here is some of the code that is available to me. Number one, the schema, the actions, the content variant, output, parameters, and the triggers which are being performed here. As we go further in this video series, we'll discover what changes are going to happen to the code and how we can tweak a bit of code to change our actions performed in logic apps. I'll come back to the designer, and this time what I would be simply doing is that I just want to do a very simple thing. I'm not able to just get with a lot of feeds and from different blogs and able to follow them, so I just want to maintain a simple sheet, maybe a Google sheet, maybe a Excel sheet or something like that, where I'm able to see every morning that these are the URLs or these are the posts that are available to me, so I might be able to go there and visit them, or maybe something like that, like the title of the post or maybe the description there, so that I can read some of the content there, and if I like that I can go to the link and just explore it more, or else I can leave that. So that is some kind of stuff that I want to do, and I want to repeat that every day after 12 hours. So how do I do that? For that, I would simply just go here, start with the recurrence, and I just want it to happen. Let's start with one day. I'm 31, but simply by one. Now, every trigger has some simple options that are necessary for it, and also it has some advanced options. For example, if you want to select time zone here, and if you even want to have a start time here, you can surely have that. Let's say I just want to start with the next step. That okay, fine. Now it's really good that we are recording that event and we have a trigger now. Cool. Now what? Now the thing that we're gonna do is that we're just going to perform the steps over that trigger. Once the application is triggered, then you have to perform the steps. So let's start with the first step. Number one, I need to maybe get the RSS feeds. So let's start with RSS, and when a feed item is published. So now here is a kind of conflict that we are recording that, and then we are going to see that when a feed item is published. Do you think the both of them seems to be a trigger? This is also triggered when a new item is published. This is also triggered when the time is around one day and that is completed, so that trigger is performed. So it's always good to have simple triggers that simplify your job. So what I would simply do is that I would delete both of those. Then I would simply just go here and see the RSS, and now I would start with this trigger for the, I would say, simplicity. I would just simply go to The Verge, and theverge.com, let you guys know that today is something, I would say, Oculus Connect going on. Well, we're not that much interested in that, but here I would simply be able to click subscribe and I'd be able to get the RSS link. Simply, I would simply copy that, go to Logic App Designer, paste it, and what frequency I just want to iterate that. Let's say 3 minutes for now. Okay, fine, makes sense. I don't mind it even. And now I want to perform the steps. So I want to perform an action. I want to just write all of the stuff that I get in my Excel sheet. So what I'm gonna do is that, let's say, Google sheet, and I'll be able to see a lot of things. So Google sheet, insert rows. I would need to sign in here, and pop here, let me sign in. And there you go. Yeah, sure, why not? I have simply created a sheet with the name of Doctors. Tring, tring, tring. There you go. Worksheet. Sheet 1. And in the name, what I actually want is that the feed title, maybe, and the contact output, the feed summary, sorry for this, I know it hurts a lot of times, but here, the primary feed link, and let's save it. And there you go, we have successfully saved it. And now, I would simply just go back, just go here, and I can even simply refresh this, or can wait for some time for the trigger to happen. And in the next video, what we're gonna do is we're just going to see some more stuff on this.